On top of everything else, the complexities of Persian Gulf politics may disrupt plans to preserve the International Space Station. Here's what happened. The U.S. space shuttle program is suspended after the Columbia disaster. So Russia has the responsibility to maintain that International Space Station. To help do that, the Russians want American money. But the U.S. doesn't want to pay because of a dispute over how the two countries treat Iran. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
Last week, Russia's Star City Space Center held a hero's reception for cosmonauts Valery Korzun and Sergei Tresheff, as well as American astronaut Peggy Whitson. This trio returned from the International Space Station to Earth aboard the shuttle Endeavour in December. Astronaut Whitson's confident the Russians will be able to compensate for the suspension of shuttle flights with manned Soyuz and Progress cargo vessels.
Well, it's a difficult time for us all, and we're going to have to work forward and through this difficult time using Soyuzes for crew launches and additional Progresses to support the crews on station.
But it may not be so easy. Russia says at least one additional Progress cargo mission is needed to supply the station this year. Russian Space Agency Director Yuri Kopyev says Russia should build backup cargo ships as a contingency.
На следующий год очень серьезный кризис у нас не только там по топливу, но и по воде.
If shuttles are not flying by next year, we'll have a serious crisis with fuel and water aboard the station. We need at least two more Progress ships, and building them is not in our budget, Kopyev says. Because the ships take 20 months to build, Kopyev insists work must begin at once. The Russians want NASA to pick up the tab, estimated to be at least $45 million. But the Iran Non-Proliferation Act, passed by Congress in 2000, bars American funding for Russia's space program, unless Moscow proves it's not transferring sensitive technology to Iran. The Russians have yet to prove that, according to Undersecretary of State John Bolton, who held talks in Moscow this past week.
Well, what we discussed was the importance of not having Russian assistance, whether officially acknowledged or not, to any Iranian programs involving weapons of mass destruction or ballistic missiles.
The U.S. alleges a nuclear power plant Russian firms are helping the Iranians build could lead to Tehran making nuclear weapons. Russia says the charges are groundless and that the U.S. has failed to produce any evidence to back up its claims. The dispute now poses real risks to the station, according to James Oberg, a retired NASA mission control veteran and expert on the Russian space program.
Playing around with money issues right now, or playing around with political issues, is the last thing that this program needs. We need to have the rocket scientists in both countries working together on this to keep the station going until the shuttles can fly again. We are still in a situation of risk, and the more that we delay and the more that the Russian rockets delay, the higher that risk gets.
Olberg predicts that the risks of having to leave the space station unmanned will force the U.S. to overlook its concerns about Russia's ties with Iran.
We have a very bad hand for playing poker, and the Russians need that money, and we need their spaceships to keep the ISS from falling out of the sky. We don't have a whole lot of bargaining chips there.
Oberg expects the U.S. to produce the money the Russians are asking for. Indeed, new legislation has now been introduced in Congress that would ease restrictions on NASA funding for the Russian space program. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.